Thanks, Aidan. Dairyman Callum Devine leads the Donegal Rally going into the final six stages, and alongside his navigator Noel O'Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo, they hold a 4.7 second advantage over the head of the field and the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in their Hyundai i20. The question is, can Devine handle the pressure with big Donegal Classics to come today, or will the experience of winning last year sit better with Monaghan man Moffat? 12 months ago, Devine led the rally heading into the Sunday, only to hit a bail on the opening stage. Callum knows that this rally is far from done.
Yeah, this is a big day here, the rally, so there's three Classics and they're big stages too. So yeah, look, it's a new day and you have to take it as a new day and a square one again, so. Yeah, I've only a small lead, it's really nothing, to be honest.
And yourself and Josh, I mean, it's been very little right from the word go, but now we've an added factor into it. You know, Matt Edwards is going to give it a real go. Sam's sitting in behind, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Like, as I say, last year, me and Matt were racing for the one, and then we both found out, and then it mattered that Josh and was in third, a bit adrift, and they managed to find themselves in the lead, but... Yeah, look, he'll be pushing on hard today. You know, he got a good jump yesterday evening with the tyres and stuff, but to be fair, as expected, he doesn't hang about. So, look, it's going to make a good day's racing for everybody, hey, and hopefully have a good run.
And to add to it all, you know, some uncertainty about what way the weather's going to go.
Yeah, that's I'd say it could play a factor in this evening, hopefully, and on the right side for us, but it'll be flash floods this evening, maybe. Maybe we get away with dry in the first morning, but we'll have to see. Hopefully we get in the service okay, and then we'll evaluate it then.
And finally, did you have much work to do on the car yesterday evening?
No, not much. Just a normal routine check, so we did. And happy enough. Hey, the boys will give us another check over now before we go out. And should be ready to go.
Josh Moffat's brother and two-time winner in Donegal, Sam Moffat, is third, with Keith Moriarty in another Hyundai i20. They are 38 seconds behind, but have just a 5-second advantage over Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. The three-time British champion lit up the Donegal stages in his Polo on Saturday afternoon, with fastest stage times on Knockalla, Cairnhill and Gary Gort. Edwards, who led on the final day last year before crashing out on the Atlantic Drive, is 48 seconds off the leader Devine and has to be seen as a contender. Last year, Josh Moffat was 48 seconds down in fourth going into the final day and went on to win. When in 2016, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett came from 34 seconds down while lying in fourth to win their first Donegal rally. Matt Edwards is hoping to continue on the same form as what he had yesterday.
We can only do what we can do today. Hopefully find the sort of rhythm in the car and the feeling in the car that we had, you know, for the majority of yesterday after we got everything working and the confidence came back. So, you know, I'll enjoy the day if that's what we get to. Whether it's enough to progress, it's a bit insignificant, really. The important thing for me is that we go away with that, you know, a strong day, but, you know, a good feeling in the car, good positive take home, really.
So Friday was a bit frustrating. Yesterday, some sensational runs, setting a number of fastest stage times, including the two over Knockalla. And the last two stages, you were also flying. So the confidence is there as well.
Yeah, it is now, and you know that's ultimately what you thrive on. Really, it's in a matter of probably 20 k's, you went from honestly thinking I hadn't got what I once had to all of a sudden almost feeling invincible behind the wheel again. You know, just with the everything. You know, a few good sensations and a few corners, and it just all starts coming back. You know, a couple of little clicks and on the right tyre at the right time, and it all makes a big difference. It's amazing how you can go from one extreme to the other in this game with the feeling in behind the wheel. So it's important just to try and replicate that and carry it forward.
And just finally, you know, having gone out last year, how much does that play with your mind today as you go into that Atlantic Drive stage?
It's not there at all, to be honest. You know, I hadn't had an accident before that, and you know, hopefully won't have anything really similar again soon. But that's part of something you accept, I suppose. But it's not a factor at all for us today.
And the fact we have 20 stages, you know, how demanding is that on the driver and co-driver?
I actually find lots of shorter stages more demanding, because once you're in the stage, that's sort of the autopilot bit. The hard bit is after the stage that. What your mind sort of absorbs and starts wandering to. When you're in the stage, it's actually probably the most peaceful part of the rally, you know, in a lot of ways. It's mentally it's the most peaceful part, because you've got one thing to think about, and That's if it's all going well. You know, Friday there was lots of things going on in the stage and lots of different feelings that weren't quite right. But I've always said that the most difficult part of the rally is not the bit between the red boards. You know, that's the easy bit, really. You know, that's just doing your thing and that little harmony in the car, and that's a great place to be when it's all working. But it's horrendous when it's not quite right.
Former winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are in a Ford Fiesta. They sit fifth, a further 26 seconds behind Edwards. And the polo of Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson is a further 3 seconds off Jennings in sixth position. Looking at the rest off the top 10, Robert Barrabel and Gordon Noble in the Citroën are a seventh. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, who had a fantastic day yesterday with some brilliant times in the R5, moved up to eighth position. Johnny Greer and Niall Burns in a Citroën are in ninth, with Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson in a Citroën C3 wrapping up the top 10. Then we have the first of the two-wheel drive cars, and that is the defending champions Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in their Darien T90 GTR. They have a massive advantage of 1 minute and 25 seconds in their class and go into today's stages, leading Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy, who sit 12th, by 18.3 seconds. Gallagher made a huge statement on his home patch yesterday in the Darien, but he also knows that there's still a long way to go to get to the finish.
There's still probably a full rally left, really. We'll just push on as we were yesterday. I think they're kind of giving a mixed bag with the weather today again, so we'll just have to wait and see what comes.
I mean, you're in a relatively comfortable position with a fairly good lead, but, you know, the unexpected can always happen.
That's it. Look, it could be a mechanical problem, or it's easy to slip off the road somewhere too, you know. But look, we'll try and keep it clean and try not to be too sore in the car, so hopefully we'll get to the end.
And just tell us a bit about the concentration levels, because it's a grueling rally doing 20 stages.
It is, yeah. You need to keep the concentration, and that's why we kind of try and keep the pace up a wee bit, because if you start to relax too much, the concentration goes, so we'll just keep going as we were yesterday.
And the guys behind you, I mean, the pressure's on them. They'll be trying to put try and cut the gap on you, but you still have to keep an eye on them.
Look, you still keep an eye on. Look, anything can happen, even a spin or something, and you drop 30 or 40 seconds and sure you're within reach again. So look, we just have to watch yourselves today again and see how it goes.
And finally, you're around long enough to know that the lead on the final day has a tendency of changing hands.
Definitely. Look, we've been leading it before. It was 17, we were leading it in the Sunday morning, went off and about a mile into the first stage. Like, so I know what can happen, so I suppose you're going to learn the hard way from experience.
And for yourself and Ryan Moore, you know, this is an opportunity. It's a great opportunity to retain that two-wheel drive title. Would be fantastic.
It would, yeah, definitely. That's our aim from the start, so we'll try and finish it off today.
Elsewhere in the top 20, Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden in the polo were 13th. Aidan Ray and Martin Brady in a similar car sit just 3 seconds adrift in 14th. Then we have Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in that Toyota Corolla Twin Cam, 15th overall, and they sit a minute and 25 seconds down on Gallagher in the two-wheel drive class. Damien Tourish and Donal McElhinney in their Ford Escort are third in class 14, 28 seconds adrift of Eaves, 16th overall. And 17th, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Fiesta. James Ford and Niall Shanks are 18th, Ryan Codwell and Arthur Cairns are 19th, with David Moffat and Martin Connolly wrapping up the top 20. That's 3 Moffats in the top 20 as we head to the final day of action. Well, a man knows a thing or two about winning in Donegal is Letcher Mac Award native Declan Boyne. He has Patrick Walsh on board in the Citroën C3 this weekend. Declan, of course, won in 2014. He had big issues yesterday with the Citroën towards the end of the day, but he is still in the rally, just sitting outside the top 20 and hoping to get to grips more with the Citroën this afternoon.
Plans for today now is just to get at it and get round. The car cut out on us yesterday evening. We lost about 4 minutes, I think. We got it going again. But it's good to get round, good to get finished yesterday evening. Just tweaking away at the car, it's a new Citroën, so just trying to tweak it to ourselves, to suit ourselves.
Yeah. And looking at the top end of the leaderboard, some people might say it's a two-way battle, but Matt Edwards is making ground. Sam is sitting in there, and you never know what happens on the final day.
No, Matt's going to put a big push on the day. I suppose it's all about tyre choice. He made a good tyre choice yesterday evening, and he gained a nice few seconds there on the lads. No clowns are rallying, and he will put them under pressure. But listen, Josh and Callum is flying there too now, and two good drivers, and just good luck to the two of them.
Yeah. And your assessment of this weekend so far? We've had great crowds. I mean, it's really been one of the best.
It definitely is. Definitely is. Nice crowds. Friday stages there was tough. The weather was very good. It's just a pity about yesterday, chopping and changing, but it made it hard for tyre choices there for everybody. But and seeing that, it's a great rally, always a great rally, and it's the biggest rally of the year, and it's what everybody looks up to.
That's Declan Boyle. So then, moving on to the class leaders as we head into the final day's action. Class 9 has been led by David Gordon and Brendan McElhinney in the Rover. Class 10 has been led by Eamon McLaughlin and Sean Doherty in the Vauxhall Nova. Class 11F has been led by Gavin Russell and Daniel Callaghan in the Honda Civic. Class 11R has Craig Rahill and Connor Smith out in front in their Mark II Escort. Sean Moynihan and Padraig O'Donovan in a Ford lead Class 12, while Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn are the leaders in Class 13. In Class 15, Jim McDowell and Shona Heal in the Subaru Impreza are out in front. Trevor Bustard and John McCafferty in the Mitsubishi League Class 20. Jason Mooney and Eamon Boner in their Fiesta are the Class 22 leaders. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy lead Class 24. With Class RC3 has Brendan Comiskey and Mullen Dara in their Ford Fiesta in front. Dylan Eaves and Ryan Farrell in another Fiesta lead Class RC4. And not forgetting about the historic rally, which started the event yesterday, Saturday. Michael McDade and Declan Casey in their RS 1800 Ford Escort are first overall, with Duncan Williams and Guy Weaver over 30 seconds down in second in a similar Escort. And there's another Escort wrapping up the top three. That's Trevor Wilson and Paul Mulholland, a further 18 back third in the historic rally. Also today, we're going to see the additions of the juniors. These young men and ladies are, of course, the future of the sport, and they will be tackling the six final stages of Donegal today. And there are three big ones as well to be done twice: High Glen, Atlantic Drive, and Fanad Head. The first of the cars is due on High Glen at around 11:43, with the last stage set to get underway at around 5 o'clock this evening. The winner will be the first car over the finish ramp back at the Mount Errigal in Letterkenny at 6 o'clock this evening. And we have to ask the question, how big a factor will the weather be today? As alluded to by a number of the drivers earlier in this report, it's going to be mixed conditions. There's heavy rain forecast for the afternoon. Tyre choice is going to be crucial, and if you get it right, you'll be in with a shout of winning Donegal. And we finish with another history note for the day. 40 years ago, in 1983, the Donegal Rally had its first Donegal winners in the form of Vincent Boner and Seamus McGettigan in the Mark II Escorts. Fantastic memories for Seamus, who has been sitting alongside me all day, making sure that things are being done right. Back then, and 40 years ago, it was Donegal winners. The question is, who will win in 2023? Will it be the Dairyman, Callum Devine? Or will it be one of the Monaghan Moffat brothers in Josh or Sam? Or is Matt Edwards going to steal the show from the Irish boys today? We'll find out as the day progresses on the third and final day of the Donegal International Rally. And you can, of course, join us for all the action across the Northwest on air, on Highland Radio, and online on our website, highlandradio.com.